All right, welcome back. It is the Real LV Raider Ladies podcast. I'm Steph McKenzie.
Rachel Nunez here.
And we love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting us and following us on social and giving us all the love as we take you through what it's like to be a sports fan through the eyes of a woman. And that means so many different things. Like our guest today, the Vice President of Sports and Special Events at Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, the beautiful Lisa Motley, a totally different world that is fun to find out all about all the different things that you get to touch. And one of the things we were talking about before we came back on was about how you're not allowed to really love a team, right?
Right. And I'm saying, you've got the Final Four that you're bidding and trying to get or got. Or
no, you, 2028. Yeah.
That awesome. You got. My bad.
We got.
Which is huge. I mean, yes. Final Fours, I'm... basketball nerd. I do my bracket every year. I have always picked Gonzaga and I've always lost. So just to let you know, Gonzaga is going to be in the Final Four this year because I always do it. But you go from bidding on that to, you know, like I was telling you, I come to RollerCon every year because I play roller derby. And
what is RollerCon?
RollerCon
for people that don't know, like myself,
is the convention for roller derby.
WFDA. Like a champion's going to be crowned or something?
It's just like a convention. So there's a lot of, there's instruction, there's bouts.
Can you buy roller skates?
You can buy awesome skates. That's where I usually buy mine. But, you know, that is something we look forward to every year to do. It's so fun. But you also do darts.
I love darts.
And you do, I mean, you have your hand in so many different events that you bring to Las Vegas that it touches all the common man. You know what I mean? In a way, a lot of different branches.
It really does, right? And I know this is more of a sports fan, but I'll peel back the curtain because I find it fascinating is what we do. Everything we do in Las Vegas is based on research. And I think everybody just thinks, oh, we're going to put an event here. We take a look at when we need. So for example, CES, Consumer Electronics Show in January, huge convention. When the college football playoffs came to us and said we'd like to host in Vegas in 24 and 25, we said, sorry, we can't. We have CES. And they said, what's CES? So we put together the sheet for them, and they said, well, can you move CES? Right. And we said, no.
No.
And we said, can you move CFP? And guess what? They did. They voted to expand. And so we will host that eventually here in the next 5 to 6 years.
That's some power.
But look, take a look at that, right? So right. CES, we're sold out. So you bring in sports fans for college football playoffs, they're going to spend $800 a night to stay at Excalibur if they can get a room. Mm. You know, it's not a good look for fans. It's not a good look for Las Vegas.
Right.
So we take a look at this calendar and figure out when do we have need times. And that's exactly why the National Finals Rodeo came here. December was dead for Las Vegas. So back in the early 80s, Michael Gong and the gang went down to Oklahoma City and put a briefcase of cash on the table and said, we'll take it. And it's been sold out for 30 plus years here. But it drove demand in December when the hotels really needed it. And that really impacts people who are working in hotels, right?
Yeah.
If there's no occupancy, they're going to either be laid off or, hey, you're going to take a sabbatical and we're not going to pay you for a few weeks right before Christmas.
Right.
So, I mean, again, we are a hospitality destination, so our job is to keep people employed, create economic opportunities like building the stadium or building new infrastructure or bringing new events like Formula One that generate positions. So to that, we have something for everyone, but it has to make sense for the destination.
Right.
Because we will decline business if it's not going to be a good look, like college football playoffs.
Yeah. How dare you decline college football playoffs?
They laughed at us, right? They laughed. Andrea Williams, she is now the SVP of customer experience for the Utah Jazz. At the time, she was the COO, and we always laughed that we were dating, and then we broke up, and now we were courting again, and now she's not there anymore. But we're now hot and heavy. I was with Peter O'Reilly as executive vice president for the NFL at one of the tree greening ceremonies during Super Bowl. And he says, how's it going? He says, you know, they were so happy with Las Vegas. Obviously, to your point, the bar has been set very high.
Right.
Good luck, New Orleans. I would never want to follow Las Vegas.
And especially I said, at the Superdome.
Right. And I said, Peter, I said, it's all these years later, we're finally married and we're not even in marriage counseling. Like it's a really good marriage between Vegas and Las Vegas and the NFL. You know, I mean, how many years ago, 2005, we tried to place a Super Bowl commercial in our Las Vegas commercial in the Super Bowl, and it was denied.
I remember that.
And the amount of media attention we got globally was more than what the spot would have shown people during the Super Bowl. It just took off like wildfire. So for us now to be there with the NFL is cute. So.
Okay, so don't lie. You've been to Mark Davis's house and had dinner with him, right?
I have not.
What?
I've seen him at the cafeteria or the cafe at Westgate.
Oh. Yeah. He goes to Westgate? What? I'm always there.
Well, he used to live on the top before he when they were coming in.
We did meet him, remember, at that event.
Yeah, that was
we were
fun.
At. I got to take it. I told him a very funny story that was personal to me, and he laughed about it, which I was like, oh, I get to tell Mark Davis my story. But he was very lovely, very nice and accommodating, and like really enjoyed my story. But what I loved about what you said is that you have the ability to say no in instances that somebody would probably
to better the city of Las Vegas.
Well, yes, but somebody else could be like, oh, well, I mean, she's a girl. She's obviously making a decision based on girl decision. Well, again, so it's fascinating to me, and you're probably not going to accept this as how powerful you are, but the power comes from, like you said, research, knowledge, and necessity. Those are almost undeniables. So anybody in your position who, you know, accepts that or uses that as their tool could be a male or female.
So I do want the listeners to know, though, I and my team will tell you and anybody around me, I am a come from a place of yes person. There's always a solution. There's always something you can do. If you ever hear the word from no from me, I mean, I have gone to the president of the United States and it's still a no. So even when we turn down business here for financial funding, it doesn't mean we won't help you find a venue or a hotel. We've got 25,000 volunteers in our portal. We've got PR support. We can put you on our marketing channels and social channels. So we will find a way to help you be successful. It just may not be a check from the LVCVA.
Yeah.
So I want to be careful that while we turn down business, we do it very delicately, or we ask them to adjust their weekend, right? We work with them. It's not just a flat no, because I am totally come from a place of yes, and I don't do well with those who are just no. Like,
right.
I can't
and
do
I
it.
Think that that's a big woman thing, right? Because I recently had taken a position, and it's been a few months, and, you know, I get that brought up like, oh, your predecessor said no to everything. And I go, but that's never been who I am.
Correct.
Because I will say, yes, let's talk about this. And then that you're not everything might be what we could do, but we're going to find a way to make it cool. And maybe we can't, but let's try.
But I think that's the beauty of Vegas, too, right? So, yeah, we can talk about women, but we live in a city that's empowers women and men, animals, whatever you have. This is a beautiful community.
Yes.
And we all come from a place of yes. We make dreams happen here.
Right.
I mean, what was it? Welcome to Impossible. Remember year one of the Stanley Cup Finals? And here we are. Welcome to Impossible.
Right.
We make impossible happen every single day. We shut the strip down for Formula One. We shut the strip down for the draft.
The Super
Insane.
Bowl. Let's not forget about shutting the strip down for the Rock and Roll Marathon, too.
Yeah, sorry I was late today.
I mean, that's a pretty big thing.
It's a great thing, right? And I think I know it's been announced. We actually worked with Brooksy to do a Las Vegas marathon, because now the marathon portion of Rock and Roll Series is gone. It's just a half marathon. But still, how many people get to run down the famed Las Vegas Boulevard under the lights?
Amazing. Yeah. Right?
With no cars.
Right.
So cool.
And then Brooksy does an event up in Mount Charleston, Revel. They wanted to do a marathon. They came to us with it. And so turning a no into a yes.
Right.
I said, you know what? The Rock and Roll Marathon owns the strip. That's their thing. Yeah. So we will tell people no on that to protect those who came before.
Right.
And I said, find us a different route. So by gosh, they did. And we should have that. I think November 4th, we're running that from Red Rock down to downtown.
Oh, wow.
So just a little bit different, but it's a marathon.
That's
cool. Added a 702 for the locals
at
the distance.
Oh, that's cool. I'll do that one.
I'll drive that in my golf cart.
But well, it looks like we're going to need Lisa in on, you know, more of a consistent frequency.
Yes, we need her here
find out all the events.
Okay, so I don't know if you can answer this, but I have to ask, or I would be amiss.
Okay.
Are we getting the MBA?
I don't have a good authority to tell you yes. I would tell you I bet everything you got, right? With Oakview Group building that beautiful venue down on the south side of the strip, with Lightwiki, I'm guessing LeBron is involved. I think it makes the most sense. So, yes, I mean, we have a great relationship with the NBA. We are still in talks about, are we going to bring back in-season tournament? The original thought was it would rotate, and we love to be the first one to host new events. And it was very successful. So we are looking at that, and obviously NBA Summer League and NBA Con. Vegas is just a natural fit for NBA. And, you know, they always ask, when will Vegas be saturated with infrastructure? I mean, we are the only destination, to quote Rossi Roncotter, the former president of the LVCVA, we're the only destination to evolve to host tourists. So we are not Phoenix, where we put four professional teams on top of each other and market to a local client.
Right.
No. We bring tourists to come to Raider games and Golden Knights games and Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So we're not reliant on the 2.3 million residents in the Valley. I mean, that's great if they show up, but it's tourists coming to town to put monies in our coffers. And I think NBA is the natural next. And then, you know, I get super excited. You got the A's coming. Right?
I know. Baseball.
Okay, this conversation would not have happened 10 years ago.
No.
And to just, I mean, mind blown that within these few years that we are talking about sports teams in Vegas.
It's crazy.
It's insane to me. First of all, my team even contemplating coming out here. I was like, oh God, Oakland. I mean, look at my shirt. What does it say? Oakland. Okay. I mean, true to my heart, but I'm a fan and I want us to flourish. And what Vegas has done is shown, first of all, we can't have these teams and not have the fears that everybody had with professional teams coming here. And we can expand on that to get all of them out here and have a place for every sports fan, like you said, from every, you know, corner of the country and the world to come in to see what they love.
Well, I mean, there's a couple points here. One, I love not only that A's are coming and potentially NBA, the damage we can do with these venues. Like, we've already pitched the NHL to put the Winter Classic in A's Stadium, right?
Yes.
Right? You move some football there because the Allegiant, then we don't have to deal with the Raiders schedule, et cetera. But it's a misnomer that we're new to the sports world. I mean, it's been
since the early 80s,
right? We bring the Stars who moved from Spokane, who are now the Las Vegas Aviators.
Right.
Tiger Woods won his first professional golf tournament here with the Las Vegas Invitational. That's now the Shriners PGA. 1985, we bring the National Finals Rodeo. PBR World Finals started here in 92. Right. UFC was headquartered here for many, many years. And we didn't even have our first UFC fight until 2000. It was UFC 30, right? And now look what they have done to build sports here. So
I didn't mean to miss that. And I thank you so much for clarifying that. But yes, Vegas has had sports. But in my mind, I'm thinking the sports I love.
Not that I don't love all the sports, but
the sports that I love
NASCAR.
And care about.
You said you love NASCAR.
NASCAR's been here for a long time, too.
I stand corrected, and I'm fine with it.
No, but it is true. I think that people say that in the old school Vegas people, people born and raised, they just are like, you see them like, what is going on?
Well, and I don't think we grew too fast, right? We grew into what we were. And until we had the Death Star with Allegiant Stadium, we were never going to get a Super Bowl. We were never going to get the Final Four or college football playoffs. So it's fascinating for me to be behind the scenes with people, too, who have been here. The Jim Gemmas of the world and Don Logan and Larry Brown of the Aviators, right? Yeah. Like, they were the first. And we don't want to make we want to make sure we don't lose sight of that.
Yeah.
You know, then everybody always says, well, the Golden Knights did it. Congratulations, Golden Knights. Thank you for all you've done. But by the way, we hosted the NHL Awards for 10 years prior to that. And we showed the world that not only could we host corporate clients, this was a great place to host corporate clients. It was great made for TV. We rolled out the red carpet and the NHL liked that, right? You know, and then you have to have POTUS overruling the sports betting, which now we just put in 58 bids. The week of Super Bowl, my team put in 58 bids to host NCAA championships, right?
Yeah.
We don't take our foot off the gas pedal, but a lot of, I think to your point, a lot of things had to fall to get us here, but we've been building it for years.
Well, and one of the things I think that we don't ever give a lot of credit to is TARC. TARC did a lot. I was here. Yep. I was in junior high, aging myself, but that was an amazing, magical time to live here when that went down.
I came to the Shark Tank because UCSB, my alma mater, beat UNLV at the Thunderdome.
Mute her microphone.
I know, right?
Sorry. My roommate's boyfriend played at the time. So I was part of the tortilla throwing onto the court where we got technicals. We'd hide tortillas in our jackets and we'd throw the tortillas
but
out on the court.
But those are the stories.
But we came to the Shark Tank, and just to see the character, the showmanship of Tarkanian was, you got to see it once.
And that's one of them. And I remember being in college at the University of Wyoming, and our team was doing very well. Josh Wahlwerk was our quarterback, and we flew here for the games.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and to your point on Tark too, right? So we're bidding on the Final Four, and we decide we're going to host the NCAA selection committee at Pierrot's.
Oh.
And Pierrot's has a Tark room.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so they're like, do you want to sit in there? And we're like, right? Because you don't know. But now the NCAA goes, we've gotten over the Tark stuff, right? Like, because it was a thing.
Yeah.
It was a thing. And then we had, I can't say who it was. We had somebody in for a site visit during Super Bowl who Tark was such a legend. And we were looking at Thomas and Mack Center for a potential venue for something. And we had to go show him the statue. And he sat on the bench next to Tark and took his picture. Like he's not from Vegas. He just is a lover of college sports.
Yeah.
I love that. So many great things. Okay. Yeah. We're going to have you back because you are amazing. Before I let you go, one thing, though, I again have to ask you this. The Chiefs flag that is buried under the Death Star, can we please sage Allegiant Stadium now?
Can we find that and dig it up, please?
What is that? Lisa, are you serious?
Please? Yes.
I don't know about this. Why don't I know about this?
Oh, my gosh. Go. You know about this, right?
What's the... It's like Al Capone's vault.
One of the construction guys. There's a picture. Yeah. It went social. It's... Lisa's not believing it, I don't think, but I do.
We can find, you know... dinosaur bones under there. We should be able to find a flag.
Come on, Lisa, you can do it. We believe in you.
Maybe when we're doing the Boring Company, the new the Tesla, the Vegas Loop, and it goes to Allegiant, maybe we'll find it in construction.
At least let us sage it.
Yes, I think please that's let a great us sage it.
Let
and
us
you
sage.
Have better pull than we do to call Mark, okay? Right.
We'll call Sandra Douglas.
Yeah. And I mean, just sage it. Just let us run from one end zone to the other end zone with the sage.
Has
then
she been on?
No, we got to get her on. You got to help us get her on.
No,
we got to get her on. All right, Lisa Motley, you are amazing. You are beautiful. If you don't know her, find her. She's everywhere. Vice President of Sports and Special Events at Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. Seriously, you guys, it's taken us months to get her on. So just kudos to you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
What a complete honor to talk to you. And your know-how and input and your behind-the-scenes stuff that we had no idea. I didn't. You knew.
Thank you. Just
you guys are very sweet.
In awe. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to check us out on all the social and everything we do. We're always out and about. We're going to be at lots of games coming up. And of course, we keep you up close and personal with the great things going on. This is the Real LV Raider Ladies Podcast. You guys be good. I'm Steph McKenzie.
Rachel Nunez. Besitos.
Go Raiders.
Yes.